what emphasis they want. Please listen very carefully, because then you will know what was the intention of a teaching when our seminar givers spoke. After this, we will have a very nice verse from the Bhagavatam with a purport from Srila Prabhupada about what we did from a mystical perspective. We will hear about, we will do a Ganga Puja actually. And then we will come to the conclusion of our action art. We will fill actually the vacuum within the heart. We hope that this was the result of our seminar, that seminars that you feel more Krishna consciousness. But before we can start, we must make a temple atmosphere. Please, this is not a train station. Also, those of you who are outside to discuss, I can understand that you want to discuss, but please help the atmosphere to be peaceful. And if you want to discuss, you can do this near the ocean where there are even nice benches. Good. I will first give the seminar. It's very easy and pleasurable to be peaceful. It's a sign of culture. You can do it. No problem. We are in near the Balkan countries, and it's good to be lively, but sometimes we have to be attentive. So here is first our Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, who will talk about his seminar and what he wanted to transfer into your consciousness. So on, Hare Krishna.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhagavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Does that count as part of his 3 minutes? Or?
It is an enhancement of the
okay,
three
okay.
Since I was the first, I should start. Since I was the first, I should start.
In our seminar, we discussed and performed, or I should say we performed and we discussed, the Srila Prabhupada Antya Leela drama written by the late His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami. As the title of the play, the drama, indicates, it has to do with the final days of Srila Prabhupada's life. It is a very special drama in many respects, one of which is that the author of the drama was himself a participant in the actual history. Tamal Krishna Goswami was I think one can safely say, the closest devotee to Srila Prabhupada in those final days. One, if not at least one of the few devotees who were with Prabhupada. What we wanted to do with this exercise was to understand something of what this sequence of events meant to the devotees who were involved. To help us understand something about Srila Prabhupada and the greatness of devotion to Srila Prabhupada. In the final scene, or act 10, Tamal Krishna Goswami describes a situation where Srila Prabhupada is in the spiritual world and he is speaking with Yoga Maya. And Yoga Maya asks him for a final request. Does he have any further desires after she has made so many arrangements for the devotees to experience the heightened, increased and ever-increased intensity of devotion to Srila Prabhupada? In the end, she asks him what other requests he has, and he voices his request that the Krishna consciousness movement continue after him, that his temples and deity worship continues after him, that his books will be distributed unlimitedly. And Yoga Maya gives that benediction. Yes, let it all happen. So my purpose in this seminar was to help us get a renewed sense of dedication to the mission of Srila Prabhupada through a feeling of personal connection to Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, through the devotees who were with Srila Prabhupada at the very end of his life. I also wanted to continue what I considered a humble tribute to His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami, who we all know very suddenly and unexpectedly left us less than 2 years ago. Most of you did not have the fortune of meeting him, and I felt something I can do to bring something of this very special disciple of Srila Prabhupada to you was that we have performances through readings of these two dramas. Last year we did his Jagannath Priya Natakam, to give you something of his personality in his absence. So that was my purpose in having these seminars. Perhaps the devotees will pardon me for expressing one thing that's a little bit on my heart. It's a bit of an advertisement, and you can cast sharp glances at me, but I feel that I want to say, please, all of you, think of how you might participate in the worship of Lord Sri Sri Prahlad Lakshmi Narsingadev in Germany. When I say participate, it may mean that you simply go and have darshan sometime within the next year. Spend 1 day, 2 days, a week. Spend some time there. See if there's some service that you can do. It is a very special place of pilgrimage where you can, as we have here, gotten some rejuvenation in our spiritual lives. I think you'll find you can get special rejuvenation for your spiritual life at that very special location as well. Since I feel some responsibility for that project, and it needs all of our tender loving care, shall we say. So I just wanted to put in a word while so many of you are here. Yes, so I will stop there. I want to thank all of the organizers of this program, take this opportunity, the organizers and the all of the devotees, especially the devotees in the kitchen. There's a certain challenge in such a festival as this to cook for so many devotees, and it's a kind of unsung heroism, I would say, to spend the hours that the devotees do in the kitchen so that all of us get fed. And all of the devotees who have worked so much behind the scenes to make this festival a success. I'm personally very grateful to all of you. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai. The next devotee who will speak came with Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu from Oxford, our university project there, and gave a Sanskrit course. We will hear now from Radhika Raman what was his purpose in teaching this course and what he would give to all of us as a meditation. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I first of all want to sincerely thank Srila Krishna Kshetra Prabhu for encouraging me and facilitating this seminar. I have no qualification to do this on my own, but he really encouraged and pushed me to do it and got it off the ground, so I really, really appreciate that. My intention in offering this seminar was to give devotees an appreciation of the beauty and the utility of the Sanskrit language for the purpose of studying Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada said that there was a whole treasure house of meaning in every word in our scriptures. And we can see that while preaching and giving classes, Srila Prabhupada would often give entire lectures based simply on the meaning of one word. So getting to know Sanskrit in some way, to appreciate, most of us will not be able to learn the language in detail, but if we can have some appreciation of how the language works, how to pronounce it nicely, how to memorize and sing verses, all these things will aid us in our remembrance and study of Srila Prabhupada's books. So the purpose of this course was to, in the 2 days, it was only 2 days, it actually goes for a full week, but we did it in a condensed form. On the first day, we did basic pronunciation, and Prabhupada was very insistent that his disciples at least try to pronounce the Sanskrit nicely. And the second day, we talked about different Sanskrit meters, and how by learning these meters we can recite practically any verse we come on in a proper meter, proper tune and rhythm. So that was the purpose, to give a general appreciation of the language and how it can be used to aid our study of Shastra. Hare Krishna.
In case some of you don't know Radhika Raman, he's, he's a second generation Indian in America. So he's actually an American. But he also, he says he's not qualified, but he, finished his graduation from university at the age of 17, and then he went to Oxford on a scholarship, to do his postgraduate work at the age of 17. He's quite a qualified devotee and quite a qualified scholar.
Hari Bol. I ran away from school when I was 16, and yes.
Maharaj is also qualified, don't worry.
I'm admiring such devotees very much. Yes. The next devotee who will address us is Chandramouli Maharaj. We keep the most senior devotee for the end.
He is actually the most senior devotee because he's 56 and he's older than any of us.
I was just joking when I said that.
Age before beauty.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My seminar course It's interesting how it actually manifested into a seminar. I had never done. The seminar actually was entitled Disciple and Guru. And in contact with the devotees here who had been involved in organizing the programs, there was some difficulty in coming up with a topic. And so last year, I remembered I asked the devotees to, you choose, and then I'll try to make a seminar out of it. And last year I spoke on how to make steady progress in spiritual life. And somehow or other, the devotees were very responsive to that. So I thought, well, okay, let me just do that again. I'll ask them what they think is a good topic. So the topic was chosen by, actually, I think it was Ripuha chose. I thought that would be a good idea for a seminar. So I had been, at the same time, reading, researching, and hearing Srila Prabhupada's statement on this beautiful, beautiful prayer, Sri Guru Charana Padma, which we every day sing in glorification of the spiritual master. And I thought that would be a basis for my seminar. So taking that as the lead and then trying to expand on that principle, we came up with the seminar topic. And I really feel strongly, personally, to want to go deeper into the mood of what it means to be a spiritual master and what it means to be a disciple. Because to me it seems like that is the foundation of everything we do in Krishna consciousness. And it really, as we learn more about this relationship, we also learn more about the whole process of bhakti. And it just brings out such the beauty and the tradition, the culture, the devotion that Srila Prabhupada has gave in this process of bhakti yoga, pure devotional service. So actually from this choice, I thought, wow, I could really learn something also. And it's actually true from a philosophical point of view that when one speaks on a topic, sometimes we think, well, you know, someone is learning from, but actually the speaker is also learning. Because we're somehow or other trying to repeat what little bit of realization or some information we have from the scriptures and from our spiritual master. And by that repeating and by the reciprocation from others hearing, we also gain, those who speak also gain great knowledge or great understanding of what is being explained, even beyond our conception of what we are actually talking about, because the reciprocation with the devotees really brings the realizations. And so we did that one day. We spoke about that prayer, Sri Guru Charana Padma. And then 2 days, which was really insufficient to talk about what it means to become a disciple. And we went into that. And then the last day, which is still yet to come, that's tomorrow, will be the final topic on what it means to become a spiritual master. What it means to actually become qualified as a spiritual master. So I learned a lot from it, and I hope that somehow or other I was able, as a representative of Srila Prabhupada, to be able to impart some little bit of understanding, because to me it's such an important part of our whole culture, tradition, relationship with Krishna consciousness. And it's very, very deep, and it's very, very sweet. And as we learn the etiquette, we also go deeper into that mood of devotion. So I actually want to thank all of you for your attention, enthusiasm, questions, kindness, and encouragement, giving me a chance to offer this little bit of insignificant service. And again, also to those who organized such a wonderful festival. I was also thinking in the same way as Krishna Kshetra Prabhu, in terms of so many devotees had worked so hard behind the scenes to organize such a successful, I mean really successful festival. And especially those who work in the kitchen. I know because they're in the background and they're always absorbed in their service, and so it's a very difficult service because there's so much to do in that regard. And especially thank you to the devotees who worked hard to make the prasadam so nice and so plentiful. Again, thank you very much, and I hope I get a chance to come again and participate in this wonderful program. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you very much.
My seminar was called Sharanagati, and I had two purposes or two things in mind why I was teaching this seminar. And the first thing was to bring my audience to an understanding about the essence of Krishna consciousness, which means really to accept Lord Krishna's plan more than my own plan and surrender to this. I would like to read to you a very nice quotation with which I ended the seminar. It's by Srila Prabhupada in a room conversation. And I think you will very much benefit from this quotation. Everyone is thinking, oh, there are so many problems I have to solve. I have to make this, that, this, so many. But he has no problem. He has nema problema. His only problem is how to accept Krishna. That's all. And Krishna is so kind. He says, yes, you accept me, simply chant Krishna, and I am yours. That's all. So accepting Krishna, surrendering to Krishna, was the motto. And in my seminar, my intention really, and my hope was, to make this word surrender, which for some of us still is a little abstract, a little vague, to bring it to something which we can really practice step by step and see that our lives change. I also wanted to really show the devotees that surrendering to Krishna is something wonderful. By giving examples from Krishna's pastimes here on earth and highlighting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. I also wanted to take away the fear complex which sometimes arises when we hear surrender more. So I really hope that you all who have had time to attend the seminar have benefited in some ways, and I want to encourage you. Now comes the seminar part two. It's when you go to your home, to your university where you study, or college, and so on, into your relationships. Please apply whatever made sense to you in your phase number two, your Sharanagati seminar at home or wherever you stay. Thank you very much. We will now turn our attention and our ears to His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj, who will explain his seminar. Hare Krishna.
Pretty good. Close to 3 minutes. That was very good. let's see. Well, the purpose, I guess, of my seminar was to prove to me and to you that I'm still here and kicking. I, of course, originally my seminar was supposed to be something like guiding congregational members to become first-class devotees, something like that, from like Shraddha to Prem sort of thing. But I was not able to put together such a seminar because of some very difficult situations in my life. So I settled for a seminar which I've been doing since maybe 1993 or 92 or whatever on Sri Ishopanishad, which to me is one of our very best books. Srila Prabhupada translated it, added, it means his purports, as early as 1969, as I remember. It didn't get published till 70, 71 or 70, something like that. I remember it specifically because it had a painting. Well, apart from reading it and enjoying it immensely, but it had a painting of Jadarani's, one of her paintings of Mahavishnu, on the cover. And the first contact I had with a devotee was he had a poster of that painting on a book table in Berkeley. There's a famous road there called Telegraph Avenue. And in 1968, 69, 70, Berkeley was a very famous place for all of the hippies and revolutionaries in America and from other parts of the world also. So on Telegraph Avenue, they would all hang out. It was quite a long road. It is quite a long road. And so the devotees, well, I was there. I was making a living by panhandling. And that doesn't mean handling pans, but it means begging. Can you spare a quarter, you know, give a dime? I was a hippie. And but I met for the first time Babu Vahan from Brooklyn. And he was there, and he had this book table, and he had this big poster of this painting, which eventually appeared on Ishopanishad. And I said to him, "Who is that?" And he said, "That's God." So in my smart-ass mood, I said, "Oh, yeah? Well, what if I broke the picture? You know, it's God, so what if I just broke it?" And he said, "Well, I guess I'd have to kill you." From that day forward, I would walk on the other side of the road when I was... But it really, Ishopanishad is a wonderful book, and especially it gives the most conclusive or logical proof that God is a person, the best explanation that I've seen, that Krishna is complete and he is the source, so he must have everything that the creation has plus more. He can't be less than the creation. Otherwise he's not complete if he's less than his creation. And in the creation, we find personality. So Krishna has personality. And within our experience, impersonal energy is subordinate to personal energy, just like this is energy, a microphone. And I am energy, but I'm a person. So I am using the impersonal energy. It is predominated by the personal energy. So similarly, Krishna's personal feature is superior to his impersonal feature. So we worship Krishna as a person. So I love this book, and I love to go deep into it with devotees. And, of course, among other nicknames like rascal and demon and other things, I have a nickname as the Technology Swami. So I don't usually sit on a vyasasan and give a lecture, although I could. But I like to get up and walk around and keep people's attention. I know the art. I've studied it. I've seen professionals such as Tom Peters and so many others. I know the science. And using multimedia. And in that regard, some people want to thank the cooks. I would like to thank the sound engineers, Bhakta Peter and Bhakta Rudy. Rudy. Because they really are a professional team, and I know, because I've seen the best, so they're really good, and I appreciated their help in doing my seminar. Of course, I think that mine was when people knew that I was going to be speaking, I got the lowest attendance, but still we had fun. We had a skit. We call them skit sketches, because you call them sketches, we call them skits, so we settled on skit sketches. And that was very funny. And we had a lot of fun. And I like to have a lot of fun in Krishna consciousness. At the same time, we have to be very serious. And you have to learn this art. How to be very serious about chanting your rounds. How to be very serious about being humble and serving the Vaishnavas. And to have a lot of fun at a pizza party. So this festival qualifies in all those areas, and I really, now getting serious, I am personally, because I've been coming here for now, I guess almost 10 years, 9 years, to Croatia mainly, and Slovenia, and whatever. I'm really looking forward to the day when we can have not only a Rath Yatra in Croatia, but I want to see a nice big temple that's managed expertly and where the devotees see themselves as servants who are giving service to others, giving an opportunity for engaging the congregation in devotional service. I want to see, if you want to see what I want to see, then there's a video put out by Radhanaswami called The Simple Temple. Have any of you seen that video? Yeah? Nobody. I think it's worth seeing. What do you think, Maharaj?
Yes, very much.
Yeah. They have grown and grown and grown. And to this day, I would venture to say that the most sought-after Swami in ISKCON is His Holiness Radhanaswami. He was a little pujari in New Vrindavan up at the old farm You know, the original farm, huh? Bahulaban. I mean, that was the original farm, and after they moved down to the other barn, huh? Vrindavan. After they moved down to Vrindavan from Bahulaban, that farm was practically forgotten about, but there were 5 or 6 or 7 brahmacharis up there. Were you up there, Marsh? Yeah. I remember going through there in 76 or something. I'd just taken sannyas in 75, and I went up there to be with the brahmacharis, and, you know, I gave up one of those brahmachari classes, you know, where women act, you know. One of those classes. But I met these very humble, gentle devotees, Chandramouli and Radhana Swami, and I never imagined that, you know, he would become such a world beater. And I'll tell you his secret. He spent 8-9 years in Bombay with a crew of devotees, just training them how to be humble, how to be a servant of all the Vaishnavas, how to welcome people, Vaishnava hospitality, over and over again. Personally, one time they decided they were going to switch from having big breakfast in the morning to having a regular meal at noon and just a little breakfast. Because the Sankirtan devotees up to that time, all over the world, they'd have, you know, a huge meal in the morning and then go out on books all day long and come back and have another meal at night. But at Radha Gopinath Temple, sometimes it's called Chaupati Temple, but Chaupati means beach, and there's no temple on the beach. So Radha Gopinath Temple. So Radhanath Maharaj set the example there. He went down at noon, and he took prasadam with the devotees, and then he got up, and he went over to the area where you wash the plates, and every devotee had to come and give him his plate, and Radhanath Maharaj washed the plates. So that was the kind of training that he gave the devotees. So I want to see some senior devotees here in Croatia, the management council, the presidents, whoever it is. I want to see them develop a temple like that, where they are the servant leaders, and they invite the congregation to come and do devotional service. And the accounts are perfect. Now, I was taught by Srila Prabhupada personally, and we could not even buy a glass of sugar cane juice, which at that time cost about 50 paisa, which is, you know, it's such a small amount, I don't even think your kunas can even cover it. Very small amount of money. But we had to make out a voucher, sign for it with a stamp on it, you know, before we could get the money to pay for it. Everything was recorded. Every money that came in went directly into the bank. Nothing was spent out of monies coming in. It went into the bank. And then it was drawn out of the bank with checks, by check system, and everything was accounted for. And there were auditors who audited the accounts. And in that way, that's what Prabhupada taught. So that's I know in Croatia, I have a special feeling about Croatia, or you can say Balkans, Slovenia also, and Serbia and Bosnia, etc., etc. I have a special feeling that all of you, these seminars are very nice, and, you know, all of you have saved a lot of money or whatever you could to come here, and but you deserve much more. I think we can make this. It used to be the best zone in Harikesha's zone. This area was the best in his whole Northern Europe, Eastern Europe, everything. This area had the most Sankirtan devotees. It had the best temples, the best management, everything. It was time we did that again. for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. I'm really, you know, praying that it can happen in my lifetime. And you don't know how long that is, so better get it together fast.
Bravo, bravo.
Gaura Shiromani. Oh, Gaura Shiromani. It's somewhere. Oh, Gaura Shiromani. Just in a moment. We will now come to the very interesting part of our program. I think you all are already wondering what is behind this white wall. It's actually Srimati Ganga Devi and the Himalayan mountains. The architect is not there. I have heard that we can take everything down, so I need a few strong persons, and then we will request our seminar givers to inaugurate a flow of Mother Ganga. I will explain everything. Can we take it down? Yeah. Oh. There's really nothing in the world which Gaura Shiromani can't build or unbuild. So you have seen. Jaya Ganga Devi, Jaya Ganga Devi, Jaya Ganga Devi, Jaya Ganga Devi. Jaya Ganga Devi, Jaya Ganga Devi, Jaya Ganga Devi, Jaya Ganga Devi. Jaya Ganga Devi, Jaya Ganga Devi, Jaya Ganga Devi. Jaya Ganga Devi. Jaya Radha Kunya Vihari Radha Kunya Vihari Radhe. Jaya Ganga Devi, Jaya Ganga Devi, Jaya Ganga Devi, Jaya Ganga Devi. Oh! Jaya Ganga Devi, Jaya Ganga Devi, Jaya Ganga Devi, Jaya Ganga Devi. Hari Bol, please remain seated for a while. Not the lecturer givers, because you will soon be called. By the Lord's mercy, the Himalayan mountains have manifested and Srimati Ganga Devi in the middle. We have in this green pot a little Ganga water, and our lecturer givers and some of you will be requested to climb here where the Bhagirath is, pour Ganga water from here there in, and it will flow here. Now, you might ask, we are no longer children in the sandbox. Maharaj, this is a children's play. To pour some water, this is typical 2 years, 3 years old activity. Not grown up spiritualists. Please listen to this verse. It will give you a deep insight into this spiritual performance. Vasudeva katar prashna purushang strin punati vaktaram prachakam shrotrims tatpara shalilam yata. The Ganges, emanating from the toe of Lord Vishnu, purifies the three worlds, the upper, middle, and lower planetary systems. Similarly, when one asks questions about the pastimes and characteristics of Lord Vasudev Krishna, three varieties of men are purified. The speaker or preacher or seminar giver, he who inquires, that's many of you, and the people in general who listen. In other words, in this verse from the 10th canto, speaking about Krishna, inquiring about Krishna, and listening to the talk is considered to be the purifying flow of Mother Ganga, who takes all the dirt away from our lives. I want to also read you a little bit from Srila Prabhupada's purport. Please remember, these are one of the last verses and purports which Srila Prabhupada has personally did, and it's very important. Herein Maharaj Parikshit has surrendered to the right personality, Shukadev Goswami, for enlightenment in Vasudeva Katha. Vasudev is the original personality of Godhead who has unlimited spiritual activities. Srimad Bhagavatam is a record of such activities. And Bhagavad Gita is a record of Vasudev speaking personally. And Prabhupada concludes his purport by saying, therefore, since the Krishna consciousness movement is full of Vasudev Katha, anyone who hears, anyone who joins the movement, and anyone who preaches will be purified. So this evening we will inaugurate a flow of pure Ganga water which may continue to purify our hearts. When we go out from this seminar, let the Ganga water of Vasudeva Katha, or hearing about Lord Krishna in the Hare Krishna mantra, or from the Bhagavad Gita, or from the Srimad Bhagavatam, continue to purify our consciousness. I want to request the helpers now to lit the lights. And then we will request our lecturer givers to just take the conchals. We need, I think, Govinda Nandan. so that you can pour water into their conchals. And we will all witness with great happiness the purifying flow of the Ganga River of Krishna consciousness. After the lecture givers have finished, then you can come forward. Please be very careful. There are Govardhan Shilas and Shishi Radha Krishna deities. It's a very sacred mountain. And yes, one information, the Ganga temple cannot be touched for certain spiritual and also other reasons. Hare Krishna. After this, we will come to a second action art or religious art. We will see the heart and the, what happened to the vacuum of the heart. And then we will do some very deep meditation. You will not forget what it Can all come slowly forward. Please remember to come slowly and respectfully. We can bathe as long as there is Ganga water, but you have all been requested to bring a flower or a fruit. So it's time now to bring your flowers and fruits and offer them to the deities. And please do it in a slow and peaceful way, in a nice Krishna conscious mood. Huh? No traffic atmosphere, just Krishna consciousness. Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, Jamada, Jamada! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hey, hey! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ho ho. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ho ho. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, it will not be possible for everyone to bathe, but everyone can certainly give his or her presence and meditate that the flow of Krishna Katha or Vasudeva Katha may continue in your life. In other words, you can meditatively inaugurate the flow and experience it categorically in your life. But please bring your presence, because very soon the heart meditation will come.
Giri Badadhari Gopal Jayananaya Sora Hari Gopal. Be a man, I told you that. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama.